Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Follies live around the world. All right, we got a great show for you tonight. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Gabriel gets locked out of the bathroom for number one. And let's see. Back by popular demand, Jimmy Dinigan will be here and with a special guest. Yeah. Now, you think Jimmy is annoying. Wait till you meet Brian, his brother. Whoa. I had to go to school with that guy. All right. I don't know where my engineer is. Where's my philosopher music? Anyway, you can never get good help around this show, I'll tell you that. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Let's see what else. If we're lucky, we'll get Louie in here later. Yeah, Louie the Lip over there from Long Island. And, what a crazy day. I tell you, people are freaking out. They don't know whether to wear the mask or not wear the mask. You ever notice how lately people are running away from each other? Every time you listen to the news, see? And if the news says, in Tallahassee, Florida, 4,000 cases more were reported. See? And that's when people freak. You know, they start running away from each other, or they avoid each other, or, they want to get rid of their mother-in-law or something. You know. Like the old honeymooners. You know, with the mother episode. Can I get some honeymooner music in here? Can I get any music in here? Grrr. Well, so far it's a dead show with music. Well, we'll liven it up anyway. Let's see. I wonder how many people out there can't stand their mother-in-law. Why is that? You know, why is it that I hate? I hate a mother-in-law that butts in between you and your wife or your girlfriend. Oh, man. I don't go for that stuff. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Did I ever have a bad mother-in-law? My one girlfriend didn't have a mother, so that took care of that. My other one had a girlfriend that had a mother, but she was pretty good. I mean, she didn't bug me too much.
Hello. No.
But I think she influenced my girlfriend to go to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Couple of Indians out there, you know. Anyway, engineer, is that you?
And co-host, yes.
Give me some of that philosopher music.
Yeah, okay.
If you have it.
Here we go.
Here we go. Like a telephone wire, it all coiled up.
One more time.
Hit it one more time.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Why does a fan have three speeds?
I don't know
why. Because she can't make up if she's hot or cold.
Wait,
yeah.
Three speeds.
That doesn't make sense. Well, of course it doesn't make sense. That's why it's so stupid.
Yep.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Give me a little background music. Give me a little creative there. Come on, come on.
Keep it low. You had to tell me if you wanted it or not.
Your disabled friendly philosopher. Around the world, in a sight. Yeah. If I had a jet, I wouldn't go to Hawaii. I wouldn't go to Australia. I wouldn't even go to California. No. I'd sell the jet and get the money. You see, now most people say, oh, if I had a jet, I'd go around the world, you know, and I'd get a bunch of, with a guy, get a bunch of girls, and, you know, fly them all over the place and have fun and all that stuff. But, nah, not me. I would sell the jet. Yeah.
Well,
anybody
want to
donate
a jet?
In a sight? All right. Well, now, with this Carahonga virus, I tell you, boy, you don't know what's going on. One day you got it. One day you don't have it. Another day it's coming out over there in another state. Thousands and thousands of more cases.
Yeah.
Well, you got so many cases. Why don't you... know, fill them up with preventative stuff and sell them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
But you know how the medical profession is, folks. If you're not dying, they don't like you. And if you're dead, they don't like you because you can't pay them. So you got to be in between, half dead and half living.
Like me.
And you got to be able to pay them. If you got no insurance, they don't like you.
That's
you hear about that guy who was half dead? He took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
And he had to be, before he could be admitted,
he had to be
interviewed. Imagine interviewing a guy who just got hit by a truck. You know, so they're trying to figure out, hey, what kind of insurance do you have? He goes,
Yeah, I'm dying. What the heck?
Well, I came out and the interviewer said, "Well, don't die yet. Sign this place."
Can't move the arm.
Have a bunch of maniacs all over the place.
That's right.
I tell you, this world is mixed up. All right, in a sight, the philosopher, what kind of insurance do you have?
They did that to my mom, but not to, you know, to drive
really,
a point across. They did that
when
to
they,
my
when
mom.
They, when this bitch went over my foot a few years ago.
No, I remember that.
You know, I told the cop, I said, aren't you going to arrest her? The cop goes, what for? I said, what for? She just hit me with a car. How do you know she's not a hater? I told her.
No, what did he say?
No, she said it was an accident. I said, how do you know it was an accident? You weren't there. So anyway, so, yeah, you know, so you got all kinds of situations where people think they know something, but they don't know anything.
That's right.
You ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, today, Mr. Trump signed an executive order to protect all American statues. Oh, boy.
It's
going to
be interesting.
Yeah, well.
He also signed an executive order to make it easier for people to get a job if they're not as educated.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he did.
What does that mean?
He did it right. Yeah, he did it right at the Department of, I don't know where he did it. I know he did.
Department of Labor.
No, it wasn't there. It was
that would
place.
Be an appropriate
place. I don't
place.
Remember if it was at the White House lawn or the Rose Garden or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But anyway,
but
it most of the people that have these fancy jobs aren't intelligent. They're stupid. Just look at what they do.
No, they're doing it more like an apprenticeship. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I gotta see how it works.
I heard about the statue. I don't know about the other one. But Inner Sight Follies around the world, and let's see, Big East Akita Rescue .net or .org. I'm sorry, .org. Big East Akita Rescue .org. Adopt an Akita. All right, and Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Let's see, it's phone number 609-388-7004. All right, we got the honeymoon is coming up with the mother-in-law episode.
Yep.
Well, all of you viewers, listeners out there, if you want to know how to get rid of your mother-in-law, don't miss this skit.
That's right.
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house, burn a house, die. No, don't burn a house. Will you cut that up? Oh, Jimmy Dinnigan will be here with his brother Brian. Now, if you think Jimmy was annoying, well, you get a load of Brian.
Well,
and by the way, I have to tell you this because you won't be able to perceive it through the show because it's an aroma issue.
Oh, no.
But you didn't want to get an aroma of Brian. Take my word on it.
Oh.
All right. You're sitting in the classroom, you know, and the teacher had a few words. I'm going to call your mother immediately.
Uh-oh.
All right. We'll tell you all about that later on. But,
okay.
And then Janie would start in. Miss Ma, what's that smell?
Uh-oh.
Janie, be quiet and sit down.
Oh, man,
we used to have a riot.
She had to retire.
In that class.
Poor
All right, Big
Ma.
East, Akita Rusk, Kennedy Realty, 631 888-1186. No, they didn't just let me out. I escaped. Now, shut up.
No comment.
All right. Inner Sight. Let's see. What else we got? Good Mojo Printers. SuttonInsurance.com. TuroLawCenter.com. A couple of our friends that we remember. All right. Now, let's see. What else we got? Around the world. Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, check him out. 631-484-3085. And the Long Island Connection.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that name, too. Long Island Connection. All right, let's see. What else we got? Louis should be here later.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If you didn't drink too much sangria.
Exactly.
Yeah. What else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight Funnies. Give me a little, give me some Honeymooner music.
Honeymooner? Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Common. Here it comes. There it is. Well, you're ruining it.
Here we go.
Good. What happened to the volume?
Thank you. do? My mother will be here any minute. Oh, why didn't you tell me that, Alice? I didn't know your mother. Your mother? Your mother? Your mother's not setting foot in this house.
Oh, Ralph, that's my mother.
Yeah, yeah. She's only going to be here for a short time. Short time? A short time? The one day she came last year, she came Christmas, that is New Year, and stayed through Christmas. That's not a short time, Alice. That's not a short time. And if you think that I'm going to sleep in the sink again, you're crazy.
Well, Ralph, why don't you be so, if you weren't so cheap, you'd buy a new cot.
A cot? A cot? What do you think I am, in the army or something? I can't sleep in a cot.
Why not?
Don't get smart, Alice. Don't get smart. You know why I can't sleep in a cot. You know why as well as I know why. You know why I know why.
Yeah, why?
Never mind. Read the doctor's report. That's why. The doctor told me I'm too heavy to sleep in a cot.
Well, why don't you lose some weight?
Lose some weight? Well, you want me to pass away? I know. You're after my insurance policy.
What insurance policy?
The one that you got hidden around here. The one that I put up for you. With the money I get driving the bus up and down Madison Avenue. In the summer, dying from the heat. In the winter, freezing from the cold.
All I know is that my mother is welcome in my house.
Your house? Your house? Your house? This is my house, Alice. My house. My house. My house. Just remember that. Remember, you can't put your, if I leave, you can't put your arm around a memory.
I can't even put my arm around you.
All right, Alice. All right, now I know it. I always suspected it for years and years, but now I know it for sure. You love your mother more than you love me. Hey, you dirty old. Hey, Ralphie boy there. It's good to see you there, smiling there, all happy and cheerful and gay and everything.
Get up!
Get up!
Capital N.
Why I bother with that nut? Now listen, Alice. Your mother's coming here, all right? I'm leaving. I'm packing up, and I'm going to Norton's until the big wind blows over.
Now, Ralph?
That's all. That's it.
That's my mother now at the door.
Oh, you dirty.
Oh, hi, Sonny.
Mama. We thought it was Alice's mother. And all the time, it's you, Mom.
Well, I hope I didn't put you and Alice out.
Oh, no,
Mama Crandon, that's fine. Don't worry. Why don't you go right in the bedroom and freshen up, and I'll be right in to help you.
What a dope I am. Thought it was your mother coming, and all the time, it's my mother. I don't know, Alice. I don't know why you put up with me. Why do you put up with me and my big mouth? I got a big mouth. All right. Take a lesson from that, you know. Make sure you know which mother's coming before the mother comes. Mother.
Exactly.
I have a late Father's Day joke, but I can't say it on the air.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe I can abbreviate it.
Yes, you can.
Here's an abbreviated Father's Day joke.
Mm-hmm.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
Every father has to F a mother, don't you? Woo!
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That's cool. Yeah, I F'd a couple of mothers. Gabriel, what are you doing here? I like effing mothers. I mean, shut up.
Be good, Gabriel.
We got Gabriel coming up with
can
the
be good.
with the bathroom. He gets locked out of the bathroom.
Oh no.
All right, in a site around the world, they want to call in 213-816-1650. And, did you hear about that guy in the news? He says he wants to empty out all the nursing homes and burn them down. Did you hear about that guy?
No. Ooh, I like him already. Who is this guy?
He's not affiliated with In a Site, folks. No.
Oh, he should be.
No, we don't go for violence.
No,
right.
I know, but he should be.
All right,
no,
around the world, in sight,
funny.
You got any phone calls? How about a phone call? We got any stupid phone calls?
Any stupid phone calls? I'll see if we have phone calls.
I don't want any smart phone calls, only stupid ones. Say stupid stuff. That means all the agencies should call up.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody.
They don't have to act stupid.
So
they're already stupid.
We got people on calls listening, but nobody's pressed one.
All right, around the world, In a Site television, Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, Long Island, and Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, 1997. All right, around the world. I noticed that the Channel 3, by the way, on the Spirit Channel on that Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Click it on your phone. I noticed that the subways are becoming more active lately. More people are riding on the subway, but a lot of them acting like they're scared, you know.
Of course they are.
You know, like they expect something weird to happen. Anyway, I don't know where all these doctors got their degrees, but what the hell kind of morons are they? You know, that they couldn't take care of a little virus, you know? I mean, a teenager with a case of Coca-Cola could have done better. You know.
Case of Coca-Cola.
You were a kid, what did the doctor tell you when you got a virus? Stomach virus, you know.
Chicken soup.
Coca-Cola. Coats the Coke syrup. Well, no, chicken soup too hot on a virus.
Yeah, they said chicken soup on stomach virus. If you were really, really, you know, up
Coca-Cola or ginger ale.
Ginger ale. Yeah.
You know, the Coke
crackers.
Syrup coats the lining of the stomach and you could stop the vomiting, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got these people who go to school for years and years. I heard that the medical schools are not doing too good. because all these doctors couldn't save these people. Well, who's going to spend all that money to go to medical school?
What they should do is add non-traditional healing into their programs.
Yeah.
They should.
either that or go up to the Canadian mountains and get a Canadian Indian medicine man and find out what he or she does.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you that would work better than what they have.
No, they have to start thinking out of the box. They're too tunnel vision.
The trouble is they want people to go in the box.
That's it.
That's the trouble.
They want to just make the money off of them.
They like
want to
it
keep
when
them
people
just alive.
Are in the box.
You know what's so funny?
Because they made money on it.
I was online with a doctor in another country, and she got so insulted. I do my best. It was in Australia, actually. I do my best to keep people alive. What do you say? I said, well, I don't know about the difference between you and an American doctors, but the people in America haven't helped me as much. I've been years and years without. She didn't talk to me ever again. It was terrible.
Well, that's good. You don't need
like,
anybody like that.
No, she was really nasty.
If she
was
a true,
wow.
a true healer, she would
yeah,
have asked you, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You know?
She got
and doctors don't do their best when they don't call upon holistic healing. That's not their best.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's prejudice.
I know. It was very prejudiced
so
on
I'd
her
say
part,
that to any doctor.
Because she was really not nice about it. She had no... See, that's the problem. When people don't... Here's what I would have done if I had become a doctor, a true doctor. I would have gone against the grain, and I hate to say it, I probably would have lost my license. I would have found a way to incorporate all different forms.
Try to keep people out of the box.
Yeah, right? I would have found a way to incorporate all different forms of healing. I would have.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what needs to be done. But remember, the authorities won't let them do that either.
Why not?
You know, so you got to be careful. You get in trouble. All right.
Yeah.
Any callers?
Let's see if they pressed one.
Or just listeners.
Yes,
listeners?
We got somebody
right.
who pressed one. Let's see who pressed one.
Louie. Oh, Louie. Louie the Lip. Long
yeah.
Island.
And Maureen now. Oh,
here we go.
Okay. Maureen hung up, but Louie's there.
Let's take Louie.
Okay.
Around the world, in sight, Abbott and Costello. Perino.
Hey, Louie.
Hello, Frank Perino.
Hey, Lou, how you doing
hey,
over there?
Hey, chopped liver.
Now, this is Mrs. Louie the Lip, or Louie Lovedrop, you might call it. Welcome to Block Talk Radio on the Frolics on a Friday night.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Welcome to Blog on a Fart on Friday
night? Friday
what?
Night. He said welcome to Blog
again.
Talk Radio.
All ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday night on Inner Sight on the Frolics. On Inner Sight's Blog Talk Radio. And mind you can call
right.
me Louie the Lip, or you can call me Louie the Love Drops.
Louie Love
yeah.
Drops. Louie the Lip.
Yeah.
Just don't call him late for supper, that's all.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I won't
be late
for supper. I'm going to
That's right.
All right.
I knew that, Louie.
So.
There you go. Supper time. Louie's down already.
I just got an automatic email from some some female. An email from a female.
Uh-huh. How dare you say that your father effed your mother?
I said, well, what do you expect? Why, even Father Lanigan had a mother. Well, of course I did.
All of them had it.
That chick, Frank Perino, that blonde was, I was talking to that blonde, I'm going to give her a love drop.
Yeah.
So
what happened?
She was sitting on my lap.
sitting on your lap. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Yeah. He got a lap dance. Oop.
where was this?
I was in my imagination, in my dreams come true.
Oh, a dream.
Oh,
okay.
Imagination. You had a dream.
Oh, yeah, a dream.
Yeah.
All right. That's a cool dream.
I saw that chick. He was. I can't breathe. I can't. I told you. I can't. He's sitting on my lap. I don't believe it. And then she kisses me and kisses me. Oh my God.
Oh. Anybody we know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Blonde, brunette. I don't know who it is.
Oh, you don't know.
Yeah,
all right.
At that nightclub, I was talking 45 minutes.
With the girl on your lap.
Sit over there in the other chair, will you? Sit on the other chair, and then let me come up for air, and I can give him a love drop.
Oh.
Hey, Louie, what's next week? You know what next week is?
1 week from tomorrow is the 4th of July.
That's it.
There you go.
Firecracker day. Boom, boom.
Oh, I don't want to know about firecracker day.
Not going to be in New York City. We'll see what happens.
I don't like firecracker day.
Yeah, I watch every year of Macy's 4th of July. I watch it on TV.
Yeah. Macy's
have
been closed.
I don't
know if they're going to do it.
I've overcome firecracker day. Let's put it that way. When I was a kid, I really didn't like firecracker day.
Yeah, it sparked over the Big Apple.
My sister passed away on that day, so I really don't particularly didn't like Firecracker Day because of that. But
Inner Sight. Hey,
now
Louie.
I've overcome that day. I enjoy it.
What is that Spanish dance that all the girls love? Which one is that?
Any song.
Anything?
Yeah.
Like Ray Barreto, the Watusi, El Watusi, they call it.
Watusi, that's it. I couldn't think of it.
Watusi, you know, the dance.
Watusi.
Watusi.
What kind of, is that a conga beat on the
it
Watusi?
It goes, dan, 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 dan.
Oh, yeah.
Caballero, a la traiola Watusi. Y mulata que va todo hice a correr, vele Watusi, lo que está bajando. Watusi, ¿qué quiere?
Quiere
la mil, todo lo que
lo
quiere, lo que da la mira para abajo. Otra jalo, lo que llamo Watusi. Ah, comeremos lo que sabe comer, ole.
Now, watch your language now. There's a lot of Spanish people listening to this show.
Yeah, I know, Hey, Frank, I was kidding around about you were talking about the bathroom and all that stuff. It drives me crazy, you know.
He liked that.
Yeah.
He did. He wants you to talk about
that. I made sure I went to the right restroom, Frank. I went to the Phillips Station.
Yeah, the bathroom. You know, a lot of these places, restaurants and stores and all that, they lock up their bathrooms. Not only did they lock them up, they barricaded them. What do they expect, an invasion or what?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, invasion. And I said, how's that, cutie?
Yeah, today, this morning at the in the coffee shop, they're asking me what I want. I said, I got to go to the bathroom. I said, our bathroom is out of order. It can't be used. I said, what do you mean? And I started doing a dance.
You didn't?
As I'm ordering my food, I said, give me a cinnamon bun. Give me my coffee. I'll have a sandwich. And the guy says, what are you jumping around like that for? I said, because the bathroom is locked.
And now this is from Susan Taurasi Ferrero talking to Inner Sight. I told him Frank Perino. Hey, Frank Perino, you want to go out with me and we'll have a We'll take you to a pizzeria. I'll give you one slice of pizza. I give you the Frank Marino. Then I give him a cold drink.
Yeah, yeah. Where are we going? I'll go.
We're going to your pizzeria place, former restaurant you used to go to have your salad.
Oh, Mario's.
Yeah.
Over there in the East Northport. Yeah, I haven't been there for years. I wonder if they're still there.
Yeah, yeah. They got friends of yours down there, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
You like Italian salad?
What kind of salad?
Yeah, Italian salad.
Italian, yeah,
I love
yeah.
Italian salad.
Oh, yeah. Put the raw onion
yeah.
in it. Hey, Louie, give us a little song. We got to move on with the show.
Hello. Hello, my name is Suzanne Ferrazzi Ferrero on Inner Sight.
Oh,
I'm going to dedicate a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Suzanne Ferrazzi Ferrero. When the sun goes down, when the sun of
Go ahead. You got one? Go ahead.
Yes, it does.
When the sound go down and then the town up on the roof. I love your love drop so hot, we should tie your toes with fireproof. Under the love drops, down by the sea. Yeah. On a bike ride with Susan, West where I'll be.
Gee, I hope you don't drown over there.
Under the love drops, up on the sun, under the love drops. It is so much fun under the love drops. People walking above under the love drops, making smooching love under the love drops. Love drops.
Hey, Louie, how come you don't need whiskey to get drunk?
No, you don't. That's
what
a good
happened?
One, Louie.
That was funny.
Hey, Frank, I got to do something to Suzanne Taurasi. She's cracking her funny bone, I'm telling
that
you.
That was funny,
how
Louie.
How drunk are you, Louie?
What?
Under the love drops.
Down by the sea, yeah. On a plank with Miss Suzanne Taurasi, that's where I be.
How drunk are you,
Louie? All right, get him out of here. Get him out. Get him out.
Wait,
hey,
there,
guys, hey, Suzanne
well,
and
Frank,
I love you.
We love you. We do.
All right, inside.
Oh, okay,
drop.
I love you guys.
God. We love you. Hang on, let me get to the... Jeez, hold on.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and as I was saying before, I don't know why these people lock up their bathroom. I mean, you gotta go to the bathroom. You gotta wash your hands. You know, you gotta. And by the way, it's being found out that a lot of these hand sterilizers are very toxic.
Yeah.
You gotta
well,
be
yeah,
careful.
You know
with
what
that
they
stuff.
Have in them?
Use
they
the
have,
wrong
a,
one, man.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that came from Mexico. I looked it up.
Yeah,
they have. Yeah, they are. They came from Mexico. They have methanol in them. I found out.
You make your own
like,
hand
you,
sanitizer.
But oh, yeah,
all these places should have the bathroom open, you know. And the other day, Gabriel...
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Gabriel came across a, and he had to go to the bathroom. You know, he gets very dramatic when he has to go.
Uh-oh.
So much so that he even puts on a uniform. You know, the coat, the helmet, the boots and all that. And,
oh, my.
And he's being followed around by the biting buzzard.
Uh-oh. She protects him.
Try to help Gabriel get in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
So he goes in this place and, the bathroom. And the guy says, oh, sorry, the bathroom is locked up. It's out of order. It's the, it's COVID-19-ish. What? What's coming out of the bathroom? Well, what am I going to do? And the guy says, well, I don't know, but you can't use this bathroom. So he sneaks around the back, see?
Uh-oh.
And, And the window is open. So now you've got Gabriel climbing up on the
window
wall too. There. I got a bathroom. I got a bathroom. The toilet. And the fighting buzzard is flying overhead, cheering them on. And he's climbing in the window.
Oh, jeez.
And all of a sudden, three, four people saw him, see, and they started yelling. A couple of girls saw him, too. You know how girls are. Started yelling, screaming. What are you doing? It's all right. I just got to go to the bathroom. And he climbs through the window. Meantime, the owner calls the cops, you know. And the girl was screaming. And he opens the window and he takes one leap. And one foot goes in the toilet, and the other foot lands in the bathtub. Well, I'll tell you, what a mess. It's a good thing he had on the boots with the raincoat and the helmet. He could have gotten hurt. You know, remind me of the raccoon on the roof a while back. And the raccoon went right through the roof and fell in the toilet and drowned.
Yo.
Oh, here's a human raccoon.
Yeah.
Through the window, one foot in the toilet.
Splash.
Oh, man. Anyway, the cops get there, and he now he's in the bathroom, so, you know, what are they going to say? And he won't.
Yeah, right. What's he going to do?
He's in the bathroom with the raincoat and the helmet.
Yeah.
He's got the boots on. And the cop knocking on the door. Buddy, you got to come out of there. Come on. I go to the bathroom, buddy. Go to the bathroom. And the
I see you hear the biting buzzard laughing.
I tell you something, boy, it was a real fiasco.
Riot.
Anyway, he finally comes out of the bathroom and they didn't arrest him or anything, you know. What are you going to do? You got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
All right. The moral of the story is all you restaurant people and all around, open up your bathroom. Don't be ridiculous.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
People
Everybody,
have to go to the bathroom.
I only know of one place in town, no, two, I'm sorry, two places in this town where the bathroom is closed. It's ridiculous. Come on.
Only
open
two
your
places
bathroom.
That are closed or open?
The place is open, but the bathroom is closed.
Well, that's
stupid.
Yeah. The
bathroom's
closed.
Ridiculous.
They're afraid of COVID.
Yeah, come on. First you wash the hand, you go in there, you spray, you know, you clean it up. No big deal.
That's it.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, give me some Law and Hardy.
All right, let's get Law and Hardy going. Here they come.
Here we go. Remember, if you gotta go to the bathroom, don't forget your rubber suit. And that woman who sent me that nasty email, where do you think you came from, miss? Well, isn't this beautiful? Look at it. Well, what is it? What is it? Don't you know anything of what's going on? There's a hopedemic out there.
Oh,
a hope-a-who? Hopedemic. Hopedemic? What? That sounds like a mad dentist with a drill. That's not a mad dentist with a drill. That's a virus going around. Oh. Well, what are you going to do with that thing? Well, it goes on your face. It's a mask. Well, I think if you put that on, you're going to be well protected. You think so? Well, sure. The virus sees that, it's going to die of fright. Oh, shut up. Virus can't see. A virus can see. Well, why not? It's living, isn't it? Oh, where's your mask? Well, I haven't got one. I don't need one. What do you mean you don't need one? Everybody has to wear a mask. That's what the president said. Well, he doesn't wear one. Well, he's the president. He doesn't need a mask. The virus is not going to bother him. Well, why not? He's too important. Too important. Well, I don't need a mask. I'm ugly enough, you know. Never mind. Now, I want to get you a real fancy mask. A good-looking one. Maybe one with a lot of polka dots on it. Well, wait a minute. What about a mask? I've got an idea, Ollie. We could sell masks with bells on them. Bells on them? What are you talking about? Well, if the virus comes near you and you think it's near you, you ring the bell, see? And it'll scare the virus away. Are you a moron or what? Well, I'm more on than off, that's for sure. Well, you don't like the idea of the bells? No, I don't. Well, why not? Because somebody's going to think it's the Good Humor Man and you're selling ice cream. Ice cream? Say, speaking of ice cream, I'm in the mood for some. Can we go down here and see if this new ice cream parlor is open? All right, all right. Well, here we are. Yeah. But you can't go in there without a mask. Well, I don't have to go in there. I'll stay out here and you go in and get me some strawberry ice cream, will you? Yes, may I help you? Do you like ice cream? I love ice cream. I can tell. Look at that belly. How dare you? I will dare me. Well, what can I do for you? I'd like a vanilla and a strawberry cone. Well, we haven't got strawberry. We've got vanilla, but not strawberry. Say, Stanley, can you hear me? When I hear you, yeah, what are you yelling about? They haven't got strawberry. They've only got vanilla. But I don't like vanilla. Well, what else should I get you? Blueberry. Blueberry. Have you got any blueberry ice cream? We haven't got blueberry. We only have vanilla and chocolate. Say, Stanley, they haven't got any blueberry. They've only got vanilla and chocolate. Will you stop that infernal yelling? What's wrong with you, anyway? Why doesn't your friend come in here? Well, he hasn't got a mask. No mask? Are you crazy? I'm not ready to die. I'm too young. All right, in a sight. the ice cream. Haven't got that flavor. Another flavor. He drove them nuts with that ice cream. But I don't like blueberry. I want strawberry. I haven't got strawberry. Inner Sight. Around the world, let's see, Monday we got Mad or Glad. Tuesday open mic. Wednesday, we're going to do a show Wednesday, July 1st, called The Agencies Want Us to Be Dependent on Programs instead of Independent. Supposed to be independent? Well, they don't want us to be independent. If they did, they wouldn't have these programs set up the way they're set up. We'll talk about that Wednesday.
That's true.
And next week is a short week for Inner Sight. Thursday, Friday will be off. So I got to go down to Chinatown and get some firecrackers.
Ooh, you got to go?
We
Ooh.
Were, when I was a kid, Jimmy Dinigan and Brian are on the line, but I'll tell my firecracker story next week. Hey, Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm Frankie. Hey, Jimmy Dinigan, I'm from 11157. Jimmy Dinigan. All right.
Is Brian with you?
Yeah, hey, Brian. Brian, pick up, get the phone.
All right. Hi, it's your Brian.
Is that really Frankie? Frankie, is that you? I thought you were dead.
Thought I was dead? Who told you that?
My mother.
Your mother? Your mother told you I was dead?
Yeah.
When did she tell you that, Brian?
I don't know, a couple of years ago. Hey, Frankie, remember Miss Ma?
Of course I remember Miss Ma.
And that crazy girl, Janie? That Janie who caused all that trouble?
Well, I don't know if she caused all that trouble, Brian. There's a rumor going around that you caused a lot of it.
No, I didn't do it. It was my brother. My brother, Jimmy, he did it. I ain't caused no trouble. All I want to do is sing a nice song. Hey, Jimmy, go ahead. Sing it. Sing the song. No, I'm not going to sing it, and Frankie won't want me to sing it. Yeah, I got to ask Frankie first. Hey, Frankie, can I sing a song?
All right, go ahead. Just one time, but keep it short. We haven't got much time. We're going to be off the air. After you sing that song, we may be off the air permanently.
Pound your drill, parts of the glass. If you don't like it, tell it in your ass.
That's it.
hey, Frankie. Yeah, Brian. Remember the time when Janie started yelling because I wanted Jimmy to sing the Pound Ginger Rail, and I told him, I said, Jimmy, go in the bathroom. We had a bathroom in the classroom, you know. Remember the time Jimmy went in the bathroom? He singing Pale Ginger Ale loud, and the echo in there. Remember that? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And the lock broke, and he couldn't get out of the bathroom, and he's in there. Pale Ginger Ale, Jimmy, too. God, I did it. Leave me alone. I'm trying to keep going. Now you're giving me trouble. Hey, Jimmy. Remember when you were in the bathroom and Miss Moss started yelling and they had to call the maintenance man? He come up with a big hammer and a chisel and he's banging on the door, and Janie got all scared. Oh my God, what's going on? Oh my God, call my mother. And Miss Moss said, Janie, keep still. Sit down and keep still. It's all right. Why are they breaking down the door? Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And Jimmy's in there going, pound into me, pound into the ground, you don't like it, even if you're in. and Jimmy. For the whole hour that it took them to open that door, you didn't stop singing Pale Ginger Ale.
Oh,
how'd you do that?
God.
Well, I had to keep entertained, so I made sure I breathed good in there. It was kind of stuffy in that room, you know. Didn't smell too good either. Oh, well, that was the days, you know, and we had a lot of fun with the Pale Ginger Ale. And remember that time I told you, Jimmy, get down on the floor and sing it?
Oh, no. Get down on the floor.
And Miss Ma started yelling at you. Yeah, Brian, you always got me in trouble. All right, in a sight. We used to have some times in that classroom, man.
We all used to tease
Janie, you know.
Oh, God. That poor girl probably had a heart attack over you guys.
Well, she used to tease us, too, though. She'd get us back.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah.
What'd she do? Yeah. Give us
she
an example.
She would do weird
quickly.
Things, you know. One time she put a whole bunch of dirt in, she went out and got it from the yard, from the schoolyard, I guess. Put a whole bunch of dirt in Jimmy's coat pocket.
Good.
And she's sitting at her desk.
You all deserve it.
What's that smell? I smell something. That smells weird. What is that? You know, and it was the dirt in Jimmy's
pocket.
And when he put his coat on, he reached in his pocket and went, and it was Janie who he found out later. It was Janie who did it. Oh,
of
we used to have fun
was.
In that
She's
class.
The only one who said something.
What?
Because she was the only one who said something.
Yeah. And Brian, I don't know, for some reason, Brian didn't have good hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, he was, shall we say, indescript. You know, and the teacher got very upset about it. One day we were sitting in the doing our arithmetic, and 90 seconds. Janie says, "Miss Ma, what's that smell?" Miss Ma said, "I'm gonna call Brian's mother and have a good talk with her." All right, inner sight. Hope you had a little fun, a little craziness. I'll be with you Monday. Mad or glad, I want to thank all our listeners. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, 90,000 plus. Second. We got them listening around the world. And see you Monday, man. I'm glad. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090, the phone number. And thank you so much. And just be cool out there now. Don't do anything stupid, and don't walk down the street and start singing that ginger ale song either.
Oh no.
You know, because you'll get in trouble. People will think that you just got out, or you're going in. Which is it? Which is it? Did you just get out, or you're going in? Goodbye, world, in a sight, I'm going in. I just got out. Goodbye, world. In a sight. Oh, get out of here. In a sight.